7. Barometric pressure.
We come to you, and O God, knowing that thou art our only King.
You're listening to the program Bookshelf on IRIB English Radio with Brother Yasser Ibrahim.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Dear brothers and sisters, welcome to our program Bookshelf on IRIB English Radio with me, Brother Yasser Ibrahim. One of the important, sources of knowledge that we have, if not the most important source of knowledge that we as Muslims have, is the Holy Quran, the glorious Quran, the last of the divine revealed books of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that was sent down to the heart of the honored Prophet, the blessed Prophet Muhammad al-Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. And in order to get better acquainted with this divine book, this book that has, so much depth to it, which is the last remaining and absolute miracle of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on earth. It is a miracle that will remain until the day of judgment. It requires us to actually go and, put effort in order to understand this book. And if you really think about it, we see that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, for that period of 23 years in which the gradual revelation took place, he went through so much grief, so much trouble in order to protect it, and all the other things that went on. At least the minor we can do is, if we do not know how to read the Holy Quran, is learn how to read it, understand it. And if we have time to go further and truly understand some of the deeper meanings that are contained in the Holy Quran. And the book that we would like to introduce to our dear listeners today is just one of those books. It is a book that attempts to further grasp the Holy Quran and to explain it in a simple manner to the general Muslim populace. So inshallah, in our next segment, we'll be introducing this book to our dear listeners. So please do not go away.
إن سألتم عن إلهي فهو رحمن رحيم أنزل الشارع حنيفا رحمة للعالمين رحمة للعالمين إن سألتم عن كتابي فهو قرآن كريم ضم دستور الحياة وحوى نور المبين وحوى نور المبين If you ask me who my God is, on whose name I call, if you ask me who my God is, He's the God of us all, Allah the Merciful. If you ask me what my book is that I hold in my hand, if you ask me what my book is, it's the Holy Quran, the Holy Quran.
Welcome back, dear listeners, to our program Bookshelf on IRIB English Radio. We were speaking about the Holy Quran and the necessity, and rather the obligation to a certain extent, that is required from us to further put effort in order to understand this divine book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the book that we would like to introduce today is rather the second volume of a book that was introduced previously. The book is titled, as previously, Understanding the Quran Part 2. Again, this book is by Shaheed Murtada Mutahhari and translated by Alaeddin Bazargardi. Now, a bit about Shaheed Mutahhari, as I did not mention about him in the previous one, is that Shaheed Mutahhari was born on the 31st of January 1919 and was assassinated on the 1st of May 1979. That is just after the victory of the Islamic Revolution in Iran, and was assassinated in Tehran after leaving a meeting late at night by a group that called themselves Furqan. And they also claim responsibility for this assassination. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala raise the status of this great shaheed and Islamic thinker. This text is comprised by the explanation of the first chapter of the Holy Quran, that is Surah Al-Fatiha, Surah Hamd. And then also it goes on to further explain 24 verses of the second chapter of the Holy Quran, Surah Baqarah. Therefore we see that this book or this part is just divided into two chapters. Chapter 1 being that of Surah Hamd and chapter 2 being that of Surah Baqarah. The verses of the Quran, those verses that are being explained in this section or in this part of the book, are extensively explained both in meaning and in terms of grammar. A big section of the second book is dedicated to thoroughly examining the concept of hypocrisy and the concept of miracles. And then we see that at the end of this volume, Shaykh Mutahhari goes into great attempts to further explain the miraculous nature of the Holy Quran. Why do we consider the Holy Quran a miracle, for example? What are the reasons for the Holy Quran being a miracle? Why is the Holy Quran considered as the Prophet's miracle? And so on and so forth. It's something that the esteemed shaheed and the esteemed martyr and thinker in Islam brings towards the end of this book of his. Again, we must understand that these books were not written by the late shaheed. Rather, they were a set of lectures or a compilation of the lectures of the shaheed on the subject matter of the Holy Quran. So inshallah, in our next segment, we'll be reading a part of this book for our dear listeners. So please stay tuned.
Why do we read books in the first place? What are books good for?
We read books because we don't want to reinvent the wheel, if you will.
We'd better take advantage of human cultural and intellectual heritage, particularly related to our daily activities, such as our physical, mental, spiritual, or even religious health.
We can't ignore the past thoughts and experiences. To do so, we need to boost our bookshelf.
Welcome back, dear listeners, to our program Bookshelf on IRIB English Radio. And as mentioned previously, we were discussing the book Understanding the Quran, the second part, or the second volume, by the esteemed martyr and thinker of Islam, Shaheed Murtada Mutahhari. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala elevate his status. So again, as mentioned in the previous section, we will be reading a part from the end of the book dealing with the Holy Quran and the miraculous nature of the Holy Quran. So the Shaheed says, reasons for the Quran being a miracle. There are two miraculous aspects of the Quran, literal and spiritual. By literal aspect is meant its artistic beauty, and by spiritual sense, its intellectual and scientific aspect. Beauty is related to technique, and knowledge is related to discovery of truth. We can divide beauty into two kinds, sensual beauty and mental beauty. Sensual beauty is also of two types, auditory and visual. The beauty of a garden and flowers is visual, and the beauty of music and song is auditory. The beauty of language is mental. A fine piece of poetry or prose is most attractive. The mixture of prose and poetry of Sa'di, with which the poet begins his Gulistan, is of this kind. Sa'di died 700 years ago, but his Gulistan has still preserved its beauty because it is fluent and eloquent. What has preserved the positions of Hafiz and Maulana? Their eloquence, clarity, originality, and charm. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by the right of Shaykh Mutahhari, by the right of the glorious Quran, to enable us to understand the beauty of the Holy Quran, both its sensual aspect, as according to Shaykh Mutahhari, and especially its mental aspect. Inshallah, until our next segment, my dear brothers and sisters, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh.
That was the program Bookshelf on IRIB English Radio with Brother Yasser Ibrahim.